Indonesia. And this next one is by Nadina Amiza, titled Semua Aku Dirayakan or All Part of Me is Being Celebrated. Also, well, has something to do with grief.
Jika malam datang
if I say this song is about grief, yes, it is, because it is based on the video clip. But the whole song is about a woman who has been appreciated by their lover. And let me pick some parts of the lyrics. It says that my heart is as heavy as the world, but all parts, all form of my heart, you celebrate it. Even when I'm crying, you calmly trying to calm me down too. Wow. Just imagine if you have been appreciated by the person and then the person is gone. It's gonna be very, very devastating. The grief might be very severe, but we wish that listener today will not be a person who takes someone else for granted until they'll be gone. Of course, sometimes we realize the true worth of somebody or something until we lose it.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'm talking about losing something. We do not want to lose in our planet. Not by alien forces, but instead by ourselves, by our own action. And of course, the whole world, nations, organizations, try to make sure climate change will be tackled. And of course, the United Nations also has investment fund on climate change to reduce decarbonization in the world. But the question is, what should Indonesia do to tackle climate change? Should Indonesia find another way to control the impact of climate change? And here is the comment from Dr. Argusari, CEO of Landscape Indonesia.
First is that we should take the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and other climate agreements seriously. We shouldn't even be disturbed by the news that the US has left the agreement.
Yes.
I think we should be able to do whatever we should need to do without the US. The second is that, we need to be innovative in finding resources to finance our decarbonization. And I believe that we have our own resources domestically in Indonesia, especially since renewables are already competitive in terms of cost against coal and other fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to focus on deploying more renewables in Indonesia. And third, of course, we need to find ways to manage the impacts of climate change that we have already felt today.
Mm-hmm.
And it will eventually disrupt our, our food security, our energy security, and many other sectors. So we need to pay careful attention to the impact as well.
And listener, you can listen again to the whole dialogue of this about investment climate fund available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Hari ini lebih baik dari hari kemarin yang lewat begitu saja tanpa lakukan apa-apa. Semoga ya pagi ini lebih cerah dari pagi kemarin. Mungkin bisa bangun lebih dini untuk bergegas siapkan diri. Apa yang harus ku cari, apa yang harus ku gali, ku tahu. Ku mau jadi sesuatu yang kau tahu itu aku. Ku mau dari dulu, tapi kenyataannya ku masih hanya menunggu. Semoga ya malam ini lebih cantik dari malam kemarin. Bersama bulan kan ku temukan kamu yang ku rindukan.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live from instant chair, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
So you want to listen to a lot of good things, you get to download the RRE Digital. And this is the next song for you, Raisa with Tak Berharap Lagi.
Memandang teman hati berjanji.
Because Raisa with Tak Berharap Lagi or No Hope Anymore. But No Fear Anymore for people who want to go homecoming or exodus by means of electric vehicles. Because the state-owned power company PLN prepared 1,000 units of charging stations across the Java-Sumatra road. Reported by AntaraNews.com, apparently in this year's Idul Fitri, it is projected that the EV homecomers or people who go homecoming by using EV is projected to be spiking 500% from last year, aka there will be 21,000 vehicles. And it is very, very, very much more compared to in 2024, which only has 4,000 vehicles. Therefore, the director for retail and business of PLN, Edi Sri Mulyanti, on Monday said that they deployed these charging stations that is operated not only by the PLN themselves, but also with partners spread across 2,400 spots across Indonesia. In Java, there will be 2,400 units. In Sumatra is 400 units. In Kalimantan is 200 units. And after Bali, Sulawesi, Maluku, Nusa Tenggara, and Papua, having, well, not all of them have like 200 units. And of course, the Eddie also ensured that there will be mobile charging stations will be spread across the Java-Sumatra road.
Ditekan dari segala sisi, seringkali hilang. Aku hidup untuk siapa? Ku sudah tidak nyaman lagi, bermimpi pun tahu diri. Apa sebaiknya pergi? Jika semua bersandar padaku, lalu aku bersandar ke walau tak rela pun ku bantu berdoa.
Listener, here's quote of the day. To reach something, to achieve something, one must fight for it. It's like picking coconut on the tree. You do not wait until it falls like a ripe durian. A quote by Muhammad Nasir. Listener, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 until 1951, a Muslim organization figure, and a freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. Now listener, that's quote of the day. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Ku hanya sadar hampir senja.
sekali. Diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi.
If you ask me what song is that and what is it all about, if you are watching Modern Family, let me remind you an episode in which Mitchell and Gloria wanted to join Haley to a club, but they are too old for that. Yeah, something like that. It is a song about somebody getting invited for hangouts but always declined. Not because they are not needing social life, but their body is too old right now. They cannot stand staying up late. They cannot stand the weather anymore. They are so afraid of getting common cold. Hence the title, Masuk Angin or Common Cold. Fun fact about Masuk Angin, people believe it is because it's apparently common cold. Even my doctors always, well, say that a little bit sarcastically, but some Indonesian believe that masuk angin is like having uneven gas distribution or getting wind. If wind blows too hard on you, if you stay in a very cold area, you get gas in your body and then, well, you'll get sick. That's the concept of masuk angin. And if I can give you the literal translation of that is, masuk angin, masuk means enter, angin means wind. So a wind that enters your body that gives you common cold. What do you think about it, listeners? It's quite funny, right, to understand better about Indonesia because we have funny concepts about so many things. We try to make it simple. We try to make it light for everybody. And even we also try to enjoy the fact that Indonesia is located in the equator. A lot of people say that, well, this makes us having only two seasons, raining, dry, so we do not have that winter, we do not have fall, only two weathers, rain and dry. But of course, we still enjoy it. Especially when we have a monument in which it is located right in the middle of the equator. And it's called the Katulistiwa Monument. The story about it is available after this next one by Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tidak Sendiri.
Terjatuh sendiri seperti Pontianak is identical with its equatorial monument. This city is one of the areas traversed by the equator during the coast latitude, or commonly referred as the equator. In this city, a monument named Tugu Equator was built by a geographic expedition team led by a Dutch geographer. What is the original equatorial monument that we can still see at the location like? Kasnawi, an officer from the West Kalimantan Culture and Tourism Office, explained.
Jadi monumen Katusiwa ini yang aslinya ini.
So this equator monument, which was originally built by the Dutch using iron wood with a diameter of 30 times 30, and on the monument there is a description. Yes, in the form of arrows, cycles, and coordinate numbers. Now the arrow shows north and south. Then the cycle shows the hemisphere or in the middle. And the coordinate number appears there. Only the longitude is visible. Longitude 109 degrees 20 minutes 0 seconds for the marking by the Dutch. The Equator Monument is located on Jalan Khatulistiwa, North Pontianak District, West Kalimantan. This monument can be reached for about 30 minutes from the center of Pontianak. This monument was built in 1928 using the astronomy. To protect the monument from irresponsible hands, so in 1990 to 1991, a replica of the Equator Monument was built in the form of a permanent protective building as described by Kasnawi.
Kemudian, monumen Khatulistiwa ini,
then the Equator Monument was not in the same environment as it is now. It used to be outdoor for 63 years. So when it was outside, it was scribbled by irresponsible hands. Thus, to protect this building, so in 1990 to 1991, this building and its duplicate, as we can see outside, above this building, was built by the government of Indonesia through the governor of West Kalimantan. The building and its replica are also 5 times larger than the original one. Well, since then, the monument has been inside the building of this monument, so the monument is safer, it is protected, it is more well-maintained, meaning from the irresponsible hands of the weather. So this day, it is still open to the public for tourists to visit. Apart from the Equator Monument, which is the main attraction, there is also a park nearby which is still undergoing renovation.
Jadi tamannya ini terpisah, ya. Dan
so this park is apart, and the development is not all at once. So there is a partial development, step by step. What's going on? It depends on the budget too, because this development requires a large budget. So the system is indeed multi-year. This year, for example, let's say we built an East Park, or this year, for example, we built a West Park and other accommodations. Indeed, until now, we are in the process of improving the facilities and infrastructure, such as parking. It is also not representative. The parks are. Then how will the Equator Monument and its surroundings look like in the future? Kasnawi added.
Jadi untuk kedepannya memang akan terus dikembangkan ini. Ini kan merupakan kawasan ikonik, ya.
So, in the future, this will continue to be developed. This is an iconic area of the city of Pontianak. The mayor, Mr. Edi Rusdi Kamtono, is committed to structuring the Equator Monument. Recently, it was proven that he did an MOU with the Tanjung Pura 12 military command in terms of structuring the monument. This Equator is also on the border with the Tanjung Pura 12 military command. As of May the 1st, an MOU has been carried out. This area is completely managed by the Pontianak City Government. So starting May the 1st, it has carried out what is called a data collection for this area. Then a site plan has been made for the construction, so which facilities need to be built. I see that a pile has been made, just waiting for the workers. It has been tendered by Pontianak City Government. So it will continue to be built. In normal conditions, before the pandemic, the Ecuador Monument was visited by around 4,000 tourists, both by local and foreign tourists, in a year. To enter the Ecuador Monument area, visitors do not need to pay or free. And what's interesting is that, at with no cost, visitors are even given certificate stating that they have visited the Ecuador Monument in Pontianak.
Selatan Jakarta, the story from South Jakarta by White Shoes and the Cobbles Company bring us to, well, the first half of our broadcast this morning, and I wish that you enjoyed all of it, and you can check again the dialogue today on our channel, VOA Official, and more about Indonesia is available on VOA.id, abbreviation RRI Digital. In 7 minutes, my colleague Ray will be in here for you, so make sure to stay tuned on RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hapus air mata titisan duka lara, jiwa hamba tak mengulas dipuja.
cita penuh tawa, entah apapun ada dikata.
Jika sudah tua rasa gelana, harap sebuah mata ancam hambatan disiksa.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku berserah, semakin malam, semakin lirih, suara terdengar. Mengapa dunia tak adil? Luka yang basah masih terasa.
Here's the news. The Indonesian Navy and Germany are conducting joint training on helicopter operations. This collaboration aims to enhance operational capabilities and strengthen defense cooperation between the two nations. The training includes technical exercises and simulation to improve the efficiency and coordination in helicopter operation. The next news. Commission First of the Indonesian House of Representatives held a meeting with the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs and Antara to discuss the broadcasting bill. The discussion focused on regulatory updates, digital transformation, and the impact of media policies. This meeting is part of ongoing efforts to modernize Indonesia's broadcasting regulations. And that was the news. Hello, Voice listener. Welcome back to Indonesia Today. In the afternoon session, you have with me here Ray, that will accompany you in the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And for those of you who want to tune in, you can always listen to online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And without any further ado, let's continue with the song from Chrisye with Sentuhanmu or Your Touch.
Kesyahduan menyapa.